Whiskey River, Detroit Crime Series Number 1 by Lauren D. Estelman, narrated by Dan Butler. It is simply not possible to tell the truth about the past. My grandmother has become an angel. She couldn't possibly have been. Edward G. Robinson. The first day, September 25th, 1939. The special prosecutor reminded him of old man Prohibition in the old cartoons, only younger. Tall and gangling, longish black hair plastered back with water. A razor slash of mouth and a narrow face with a lantern jaw and eyes set too close together. Only the stovepipe hat was missing. Trouble was, he could never tell old man Prohibition from John Barleycorn, as the cartoonist drew them. Maybe nobody could. And that was the source of the trouble. He swore in the Bible, that anomalous ceremony wherein church and state were wedded in perpetuity, and sat down in the box, experiencing anew that radical change of perceptions, as if he were looking down the wrong end of a telescope. And although there was no gallery, just the judge, one man grand jury, to put the fine point on it, but a sworn judge notwithstanding, and seated behind the high bench, and a paunchy old granite-eyed bailiff with a big revolver behind his hip bone, and a young court recorder with a brush cut and freckles on the backs of his hands, he felt like a germ on a microscope slide. The judge had white hair with black sidewalls and wild hairs in his heavy eyebrows that swayed like feelers in the breeze.